Matt Wirtz, Kate Earle, fantastic. I had an experience with a self-flush toilet this morning at the Orlando airport, but I will refrain from telling you that story till I feel like I can trust you.
I can trust you, but you'll judge me. Those things are violent. Have you ever been attacked by one? It's like this one had a hair trigger. Oh, it sucked.
This is a song we wrote in the 70s. I don't know if you're familiar with it. Right about the time Grand Funk Railroad and Bachman-Turner Overdrive got huge. This is a song we had on the old radio, and it was, you know, it was in competition with Taking Care of Business, one of my favorites, and Urgent by Foreigner. That's right, my friend. Cool, all right. And then we'll start doing a lot of this stuff. And we'll shoot fire. And then it's gonna be killer. And we're actually gonna bring a self-flush toilet out for the story. That's what I didn't wanna tell you. I was trying to hold back, but props are cheap to most people, but when you can get one of those things on a skateboard, bring it out and have it just work by just waving your hand, it's like magic. I mean, I don't know if you believe in God, but you do when you see a self-flush toilet. Even if it's attacking you violently when you just bend over to get something on the floor that you're reading because you're going number two, and you reach down and it attacks. It goes so violently, it goes after your number two that it shoots a little bit in your legs, and you're like, what the hell? It's like a tsunami. It felt a little bit like, with all the things that are going on environmentally, I thought that quite possibly things were going wrong with the toilet as well. But I don't want to, whatever. It's totally true. You can laugh or not laugh. I don't care. You weren't there. You didn't feel it. Are you sleeping? Dick. All right.